Track 3. We're not setting out to be highly topical with Just Talk, but sometimes you can be up to date by accident. When David Clayton decided that his first recording for Just Talk would be an account of his meeting with Manuel from Fawlty Towers, David had absolutely no idea that a new series of Fawlty Towers may be in the offing. So, with unexpectedly good timing, here is David.
One thing I'm frequently asked, having been on the radio for getting on for half a century, is the interviews I've done, which was my most favourite. And I've probably got a few, so here's one. Because I remember when I was doing the mid-morning programme on BBC Radio Norfolk back in the middle 80s, we spotted, because you're always looking for guests and famous guests if you can find them, we spotted that Andrew Sachs, who played Manuel in Fawlty Towers, was coming to a garage in Norwich, a Seat garage, a Spanish car firm, to help them promote a new model or something. We knew he was turning up there to do a turn as Manuel. So we put a call in, found the agent and said, would it be possible for him to come into BBC Radio Norfolk? The garage was on the Ring Road in Norwich, wasn't too far away. They said, yes, if you send a taxi. So we managed to get Andrew Sachs into a radio studio. And strangely, although I was doing a double-headed programme, this was the day I was presenting on my own because my partner Neil Walker was on a day off or something. Can't remember, doesn't matter. So I had Andrew Sachs to myself. Now, I'm a huge, huge fan, as many of us are, of Fawlty Towers. The series only ever made 12 episodes, 6 in 1975 and another 6 in 1979. So this was the mid-80s. Fawlty Towers was being repeated and repeated. You could buy videos and all that sort of thing. And the programme was hugely popular. We began to realise what a brilliant sitcom it was and how clever Andrew Sachs was to play the Spanish waiter Manuel. So he came into the studio and I thought, well, I can't just ask him about Fawlty Towers, which is all I wanted to do. I just wanted to talk to me about Fawlty Towers for the entire 50 minutes or so he was with me. And I vaguely remembered that he'd taken a part in a radio drama, an experimental radio drama on the BBC, where there was no dialogue, there was only sounds and sort of grunts and coughs and exclamations and things like that. And it told a story of somebody escaping. And it was done with, I remember seeing a picture now, and I didn't realise at the time, because it was before Fawlty Towers, that Andrew Sachs was the actor, but I put two and two together, he was. He wore a headset with two microphones coming around to his mouth, which gave it a stereo sound, and he was being chased from somewhere he was escaping. He actually went underwater in this drama. No dialogue, you just heard dogs barking, people shouting, him running away and puffing and panting. It was innovative, it was quite evocative as a bit of radio. So I started chatting to him on BBC Radio Norfolk, in awe of this man in the studio, about this radio drama. And I think he was quite surprised that I'd recalled that and was talking about it. So we did about 5 or 10 minutes on that. And then, of course, I was talking to him about Fawlty Towers. And he was chatting back to me about the part, which, of course, wasn't originally Spanish. The waiter was going to be German, which helped Andrew Sachs because he was of German origin. But it ended up him being a Spanish waiter and him having to learn a Spanish accent. And we all know the brilliance of that comedy and how much physical clowning around there was. So I chatted to him about Fawlty Towers. He was calm and collected and gracious, a quiet, unassuming man who looked a little like Manuel, but of course without the stick-on moustache, it was very much Andrew Sachs. And of course he didn't speak in a Spanish accent. But he was very gracious and told me all about Fawlty Towers. We talked about Fawlty Towers. People called in. It was a lovely, lovely interview. I shook his hand at the end and I was really, really pleased to have got him into the studio because we didn't pay him any money for it. You don't in local radio. And I just said to him, thank you so much for coming in and talking. And he just said to me quietly as he held my hand, he said, never be afraid to ask an actor to talk about himself. And off he went.
Well, David, maybe you'll now have another opportunity to get one of the Faulty Towers team to talk about themselves.